भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम
मास्टरी आसम देवर चिल्ले पुत्रा सम पुत्रगण एक शतम 101 नृप ओ किंग परिचित ए महाराज परिचित मध्यम मिडिल वन मध्यम पुत्र टू एंड वास्तविक मधुसंदा नोना मधुसंदा मधुसंद सह नेम श्री मधुसंदा मधुसंदा नामक एव एंडेड वास्तविक से अलभ्यम समान समस्ते मध्यमस्तु मधुसंदा मधुसंद एव थे ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री गोपा किंग परिचि विश्वामित्र हैड 101 सन्स ऑफ हूम द मिडिल वन वाज नोन एज मधुसंदा इन रिलेशन टू हिम ऑल the other sons were celebrated as the Madhusandas. Offered by Srila Prabhupada, in this connection, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur quotes this statement from Vedas. Tasya ho Vishwamitra seiko satam putra asu panchasa evo jaya unso Madhusandasaha panchasa kanyamsaha. Vishwamitra had 101 sons, 50 were older than Madhusanda and 50 were younger. Text 30. Putram krutva suna sepam devaratam sabhargavam ajigartam sutan aho jastayesa prakalpyatam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Vishwamitra accepted the son of Ajigata, known as Sunasepa, who was born in Bhrigu dynasty and was also known as Devarata, as one of his own sons. Vishwamitra ordered his other sons to accept Sunasepa as their eldest brother. Parvati Shloka, text 31. जो वै हरिश्चंद्र मखे विकृत पुरुष पशु स्तुत्वा देवं प्रदेशादिं मुमुचे पाशबंधनां. ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. सुनसेफ्स फादर सोल्ड सुनसेफ टू बी सैक्रिफाइज्ड एज ए मैन एनिमल in the Jagya of King Harishchandra. When Sunasepa was brought into the sacrificial arena, he prayed to the demigods for release and was released by their mercy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, here is a description of Sunasepa. When Harishchandra was to sacrifice his son Rohita, Rohita arranged to save his own life by purchasing Sunasepa from Sunasepa's father to be sacrificed in Jagya. Sunasepa was sold to Maharaj Harishchandra because he was the middle son between the oldest and the youngest. It appears that the sacrifice of a man as an animal in Jagya has been practiced for a very long time. So here it is said, here is a description of Sunasepa. When Harishchandra was to sacrifice his son Rohita, Rohita arranged to save his own life by purchasing Sunasepa from Sunasepa's father to be sacrificed in Jagya. Sunasepa was sold to Maharaj Harishchandra because he was the middle son. The eldest son is father's, youngest son is mother's. Middle son is nobody's. Sacrifice him. Isn't it? Huh? So middle son was sacrificed. Sunasepa was the middle son between the oldest and the youngest. It appears that the sacrifice of a man as an animal in Jagya has been practiced for a very, very long time ago. It was there. But in Kali Yuga, all these yajñas are forbidden. Do you understand? Only Harinam yajña is recommended. Sastra, it is mentioned in Sastra. Asvamedham dhavalambam sanyasam palak paitrukam devarena putraspati kalam pancha vivajita. Five things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. Asvamedham dhavalambam sanyasam palak paitrukam devarena putraspati kalam pancha vivajita in Kali Yuga. Asvamedhajna, horse sacrifice, gavalamba, means cow sacrifice. What to speak of human sacrifice? You understand? What to speak of human sacrifice? Is here mentioned human sacrifice was there, where the love was sacrificed. In Kali Yuga, all these sacrifices were forbidden. Horse sacrifice, cow sacrifice, asvamedha, gavalamba, sannyasa, parapaitruka, sannyasa, to take off sannyasa, parapaitruka means to offer the animal flesh, meat, in pitrusava, what do you say in English? Oblations to poor father, pitrusava, asvamedha, gavalamba, parapaitruka, sannyasa, devarena putrapati. Fifth one is to produce child or son from the younger brother of the husband. If a lady's husband dies, some lady may accept the younger brother of the husband as her husband and produce child. That is forbidden also in Kali Yuga. These five things are forbidden, cannot be done. Still it is going on. Though it is forbidden, still it is going on. Yes. Still is going on. I don't know whether this is her sacrifice or cow sacrifice yajna is there or human sacrifice yajna is there. The only Harinam Sankirtana is introduced, has been introduced. Harannam, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalu, Nasta, Iva, Nasta, Iva, Nasta, Iva, Gatirannata. Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way. Only Harinam Yajna, one should accept the holy name, complete surrender unto holy name. There is only yajna recommended, no other yajna is recommended. Because of yajna they cannot do. Why? Because in Kali Yuga there are no brahmanas. Skal sarve sudra sambhava. In Kali Yuga all are sudras, all are mrityas and javanas. In Kali Yuga all are mrityas and javanas, no brahmana at all. Many times we have discussed. We have discussed this thing many times for Kali Yuga, such a most degraded, sinful age. The consciousness of the people are so degraded, so polluted consciousness, it's covered consciousness, or sunken consciousness, not pure consciousness. So they cannot do all these things. No brahmanas are there. All are mrityas, javanas, sudra. And we say, so-called brahmanas, those who are in Kali Yuga, they are the demons of previous yugas. We have been saying many times, Varaha Purana says, I think yesterday we discussed this thing also. Rakshasa kalina asitya jayanti brahma joni suspanna brahmana kule bhavanti sutyantra. The rakshasa, demons of other yugas, they will be born in Kali Yuga as brahmanas. Yes, so-called caste brahmanas, smart brahmanas, they are the demons of the previous yugas. And they will burn to, let's say, harass, to persecute the devotees. Yes, those who follow Vedic line, to persecute them, they will. Yes, so many are there. In Gautapuri, so many are there. Very harsh war. In Kali Yuga, the semen of so-called brahmana is polluted. They cannot produce brahmana from the semen, sutra. Therefore, pancharatriki, rikya, vidhi is only recommended process, pancharatriki. Asuddha, sudra kalpa, hi, ब्राह्मण परिसंभवा तेसंग आगमार्गेण सुधीर्ण सुख वर्तमना हरिभक्ति विलास से अशुद्धा शुद्र कल्पा ही ब्राह्मण परिसंभवा तेसंग आगमार्गेण सुधीर्ण सुख वर्तमना Yes, great translation.
The Brahmins born in the age of Kali are merely Sudras. Their so-called Vedic Catholic karma is polluted and cannot purify them. They can only be purified by following the path of Agnes, or Pancharatrika Vidhi.
Sokra means that semina is polluted. Do you understand? Sokra means semina. Semina is polluted. How can they produce pure Brahma? Do you understand? Therefore only Pancharatrika Vidhi is recommended. In that Vidhi, Diksha will be there, not in other Vidhi. It's called only one Vidhi, Pancharatrika Vidhi is Diksha. You understand? What is that? In Hari Bhakti Vilas says, Dibyam Jnanam Ratadadyat Kurjyat Vapasya Sankhayam Tasma Dikheti Saprakta Desike Istattva Kovide.
The process by which divine knowledge, Divya Jnan, given, and sins are destroyed, it's called Diksha.
Yes. Dibya Jnan is not only by uttering mantra. Dibya Jnan is given. Samunda Jnan, relationship. The Jnan speaks of samanda, relationship with the Lord Eternal Wisdom that is given, is not only uttering mantra. That's not. Thereby, papasya sankhayam, the papa, the sinful reactions, and the seed of the papa, seed of the sin in avidya, in essence, is completely burnt up. Therefore, this is known as dikhya. Bhagavatattvavid pandita, those who know this tattva, they say, this is dikhya. Diyote, khiyote. Something given, something is destroyed. Diyote means given, khiyote means destroyed. The given, what is given? Samandha jnana. Imparting samandha jnana. Knowledge based on samandha, relationship, eternal relationship, loving relationship with Allah. That is given. And thereby, here burning, destroying papa, sinful reactions, and the seed of papa is avidya, ignorance. That is called dikhya. It's not that only other mantra, all I take it, that's not dikhya. That's Sanatana Goswami said. Only by Pancharatrika dikhya, one can become real brahmana, that's known as Paramarthika Brahmana. Jatha kanchan pandati kanchyam rasa vidhanata tada dikhya vidhanena dhijattum jayate nuram.
Just as bell metal is transformed into gold by alchemy, a common man is transformed into a twice-born Brahman by diksha from a bona fide spiritual master.
This is the only process recommended in Kali Yuga. No other process. That is the process. What is real dikhya? That is a question. Do you understand? That is a question one should understand. What is real dikhya? Dikhya doesn't mean that is utter mantra. Alright, I take this. Sorry. Alright, take this. Dikhya. No. Samunda jnana pradhan. To impart samunda jnana. Dikhya guru imparts samunda jnana. The transcendent knowledge that speaks of your eternal loving relations with Krishna. Thereby, he gives that thing, then thereby destroys one. Diyote, kiyote, dikya. What destroys? Sinful reactions and the seed of the sin, avidya, essence is destroyed. Then that nona dikya. You understand? So if one should accept such a guru, so the Vaishnava guru, Gaudiya Vaishnava, coming in the line of Mahaprabhu and accept Harinam Dikya from him. Do you understand? Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has quoted this verse in Hari Bhakti Vilas, quoting Vishnu Jamala. Mahaprabhu order, Sanatana Goswami. Four things to do. One of them is to write this Shastra. Vaishnava Sadhachara Shastra. Therefore he wrote this Hari Bhakti Vilasa, where did you say that? It's not that only you utter mantra, give the bead, a light, take it, then it is. No, that's not the khyāti. By yourself, you may read so many granthas are there, pastors are there, hundreds. You may read it. What will happen? Then you'll be an ass only carrying the heavy load of granthas. A big ass carrying heavy load of granthas. It's a blast. Understand my language? Sastra Gurdota. They say Sastra Gurdota. Gurdota means ass. Only carrying the heavy load of granthas. It's not that. By reading so many sastra, according to own whim, you may act, thereby you cannot develop Krishna bhakti. Yes. You cannot understand this sastra also. How can you understand sastra? Therefore, it is said, tarko pratistha sudaya vivinnam asabhrishijasya madara bhinnam dharma satatva nihita guhaya mahadana jena gata satantha. I am sorry, one of the questions of Dharma Baka, Jyoti Maharaj said this thing is from Mahabharata. You cannot establish the Vedic truth through by dint of your material logical arguments. No. A mental speculation. No, you cannot. Then it will be different. So many things will come up. Yata mata tata patha. They are Purusha. Yata mata tata patha. So many philosophers are there, so many philosophies are there. And it is said, unless one gives some new philosophy, cannot be branded. Stamped as Muni. If unless you submit a new thesis in the university, PhD cannot be granted to you. Then PhD granted, some new, complete new, yes. Then PhD granted. So, some speculator will come up and give some new speculation, new philosophy. Nobody has ever produced it, submitted it, or complete new. Then, branded, yes, Muni, is a Muni. Therefore, you find so many philosophers, so many philosophies are there. So, this is general saying, jata-mata-tata-patha. So many opinions are there, so many Munis are there, they have so many paths, then. We may accept any part. It's not that. It's perfect. No. That's why you cannot reach the supreme destination. No. Thereby you cannot establish the Vedic truth. Dharma satatva nihita guhaya mahajana jena. Therefore mahajanas are there, bona fide acharyas are there. You have been accepted. You should have to follow them. The path for my name. Therefore, Gaudiya Vishnu Siddhanta, the Acharyas, the Mahadana, those come in the line of Gaudiya Vishnava, line of Mahaprabhu, your Vaishnavas, they are Acharyas, Mahadanas. Follow them. Otherwise, why? You may be a great scholar, Pandit. So, you may interpret a shloka in your own way, verse. That's not the proper. What Madhana Acharyas are said, what meaning is appropriate here, the Acharyas are said. One word has many meanings. You follow? Many meanings. As for example, we give also Narada, the word Narada. Narada dasya Narada, this is one of the Mayabhavis, they are very expert in word jugglery, the great word jugglery. They are great pandits. They know sastra, but they twist it. They create word jugglery and confuse people. Yes. Confuse people. Sarvam Bhattacharya was a great learned scholar. Bṛhaspati is his job. His disciple is incarnation Bṛhaspati. Do you understand? Bṛhaspati Bhattā. Sarvam Bhattacharya. Great learned scholar. No such scholar is now. But he cannot understand Mahāprabhu. Yes, he cannot understand. He says, oh, sātra says, three yuga. Lord comes only three yugas, satya, treta, dvapara, never comes in Kalyuga. How will you be lost? His brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, tried to convince him, heard, at last heard, he cannot be convinced. Oh, three yuga means, literally means, in three yugas. But what is tattva? You cannot understand tattva. You may understand the meaning of yuga, but you cannot understand tattva by the interpretation of scholarship and speculation. Therefore, you have to follow the Acharya's madhana. It doesn't mean that Lord never comes in Kalyuga. Comes in Kalyuga, but what is that? Trijuga? There is no Lilavatar. There is no Lilavatar in Kalyuga. But Jugavatar is there. Therefore, Gauru is known as Channavatar, disguised incarnation. Channavatar, disguised incarnation. He came as a bhakta, devotee. Bhagavan comes as a bhakta. Is Bhagavan a bhakta? All are bhakta, all are devotees of Bhagavan. But Bhagavan is not comes as a bhakta. Channavatar, disguised incarnation. So, does a disguised incarnation put on peacock feather? What is this nonsense? Is disguised incarnation? Bhagavat says Channavatar. Prahlad is the word. Mahadhanvakya. Bhakta rupa. Bhakta rupa sarupakam bhakta avatar bhakta kyam namami bhakta saktikam. Five. Only bhakta. Bhakta rupa, in the form of bhakta he came. Does bhakta put on tika pila? Will you put on tika pila? I am Krishna. Bhakta never puts on. Bhakta rupa. Sanna avatar. Anta Krishna bahir gaura. Krishna form is inside. Outside is bahir. So, these are all Mahajana statements in first Siddhanta. You follow? So, therefore to say, reading so many books, so many granthas, and speculating, I was saying that thing, that the correct meaning, Narada, Radhasya Narada. No means no, Radha means tit, note it. Person who has not it is Narada. This is the meaning. Yeah, Radha means tit. No means no, note it. Person having noted, Narada, very, very old man, whose teeth has all fallen, hey, Narada. Do you mean that? Narada is that? No. Narada means Sama Brahma. Narada Maharshi Devasi Narada, Mahamuni Narada. Singing with his Veena, Harinam, moving everywhere. That is Narada. You cannot, such meaning you cannot take up. That is your speculation. Therefore say, one cannot understand Sastra Grandha through a metal stick, through one's metal stick, a scholarship, according to one whim, speculation. So he should accept bona fide Guru, Tattvavid Guru, who knows Tattva. And from him should hear, he should get Tattva Jnana. Otherwise he cannot understand. He should go to Mahanta Guru. Tad-vijjānartham sa guruṁ-yibhāvi-gatshet samit-pāni-sotyam-brahmanishtam upanishaset. In order to understand this transcendental science of Krishna consciousness, one must approach a bona fide guru who comes in the bona fide disciplic association. Śrita, who has heard from Acharya, bona fide Acharya, only he can impart tattva-jñāna. Otherwise, nobody can understand it. From him, you accept dikya, in impart, dipya jnana. Dikya doesn't mean only utter the mantra and give bead, I'll take it. Rigar, I'll take it. This is not dikya. Dikya means impart, dipya jnana. Dipya jnana, that is dikya. And so that's said, sote guru and take dikya from him. Oh, impart, dipya jnana. That's dikya. Otherwise, what is dikya? This is Pandharatmika dikya. Is in Gaudiya Vaishnava dikya with Gona. But in Kali Yuga,
Therefore, no such brahmanas. Those who won't accept Pantala Prigidikya Sanskara, he can become perfect brahmana. Vaishnava, the Gaudiya Vaishnava is perfect brahmana, Purumarthi brahmana. So there are no brahmanas. They cannot utter Veda mantra correctly, perfectly. So these jagyas are forbidden. These jagyas are therefore forbidden. Only Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kivalam, Vada Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Vajranatha. Pandiva, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Hare Nama, Eva Kivalam, only Hare Nama. Harinam, accept Harinam, completely surrender unto Harinam. You understand? Completely surrender unto Harinam. This is the only process given, recommended in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga. Only process recommended in Kali Yuga. No other process is there. One accepts this, and becomes this purificatory process, Pantharatriki process, purified, becomes Vaishnava, is perfect Brahman. All right, no Brahman, therefore all these yajñas are forbidden. All these yajñas are forbidden. You cannot perform all these yajñas, only yajñas this. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. He is Lila Purushottama. He is Lila Purushottama. Manifested varieties of Lilas. There are many, many Lilas. Many, many Lilas. That is all discussed. All discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You follow? All discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami has discussed this thing. Krishna roje deko khela sarvottama naralila roje deko khela sarvottama naralila Narabhapu Taro Swarupa Narabhapu Taro Swarupa Gopavesa Venu Koro Navakishara Nathavara Gopavesa Venu Koro Navakishara Nathavara Naralila hoi anurupa Naralila hoi anurupa Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 21st chapter. See, Krishna radatak khela naratta sarvottam naralila Naravapu tahara swarup gopavesa Venukara Navakishara Natavara Naralilar Hoya Anurupa. You find out? Madhya Lila, 21st chapter. Variety of Lilas, Krishna has. Gokul Lila, in Gola Vrindavan Braj Lila, Vasudeva Sankarsanadi Parabhyama Lila. Understand my language? Purushavatara Lila, Karanabhasai, Garbhodaka Sai, Kirabhi Sai, Purushavatara Lila, Masya Kuramadi, Naimittika Vatara Lila, Brahma Sivadi, Gunavatara Lila, Prithu Vyatha, Avesavatara Lila, Paramatma Lila, Nirvisheta Brahma Lila, many varieties of Lilas Krishna. In which Lila you are? Goloka Lila? And fell down from there? తేడాం పొందే గోలక లేడా, ఇవారి సఖీ మంజారి తెల్డా కావాడు బావే తెల్డా వచ్చి లేడా ఇవా. Yes, read it.
Lord Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes as a human being are the best. His form as a human being is a supreme transcendental form. In this form, he is a cowherd boy. He carries a flute in his hand, and his youth is new. He is also an expert dancer. All this is just suitable for his pastimes as a human being.
Perfect, read perfect, 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 he has said. Liberal Leela.
Krishna has many pastimes, of which his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, the Gokul Leela, are supreme. He has pastimes in the Vaikunthas, spiritual world, as Vasudev, Sankarsana,
Sankarsana Leela, I said. Yes.
Pradyumna and Aniruddha. In his pastimes in the spiritual sky, he lies down in the causal ocean. As Karnavashayi, the Purusha avatar.
Purusha avatar Leela. Yes.
His incarnations as a fish, tortoise, and so on are called his causal incarnations.
Yes. Causal incarnations Leela. Yes.
He incarnates in the modes of nature as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu.
Purusha avatar Leela. Yes. These are all Krishna Leela.
He also incarnates as empowered living entities like Prithu and
Vyasa. Vyasa. Abhisavatar Leela. Yes. That's also Krishna Leela. Yes.
The Supersoul is his localized incarnation.
That's Paramatma Leela. Yes. That's also Leela.
And his all-pervasive aspect is the impersonal Brahman.
Impersonal Brahman. That's also Leela. Brahman Leela. Then which Leela you are? And from which Leela you fell down, Baba? Goloka Leela. It is all described in Paitan Sartama. Prabhupada says, yes, you are in Leela, Krishna Leela. Which Leela? From which Leela you fell down, Baba? Huh? Goloka Leela. You should understand, this is Tattva Vichar, Baba, not Abad Vichar. Not apparent consciousness, this is Tattva Vichar, absolute consciousness. Yes. Therefore, one who knows this thing, Prabhupada says, one who knows, hear from him. Isn't it? Don't speculate. One says, one asks this question, huh? You complete it.
When we consider impartially all the unlimited pastimes of the Lord, we find that his pastime as a human being on this planet, wherein he sports as a cowherd boy with a flute in his hands, and appears youthful and fresh like a ballet dancer, are pastimes and features that are never subjected to material laws and inebrieties. The wonderful beauty of Krishna is presented in the supreme planet, Gokul, Goloka, Vrindavan. Inferior to that is his representation in the spiritual sky, and inferior to that is his representation in the external energy, Devi Dham. A mere drop of Krishna's sweetness can drown these three worlds, Goloka Vrindavan, Haridham, Vaikuntha Loka, and Devi Dham, the material world. Everywhere, Krishna's beauty merges everyone in the ecstasy of transcendental bliss. Actually, the activities of Yoga Maya are absent in the spiritual sky, the Vaikuntha planets. She simply works in the supreme planet, Goloka Vrindavan. And she works to manifest the activities of Krishna when he descends to the material universe.
Again, read that sentence.
She simply works in the
supreme... Clear. Clear to that.
And she works to manifest...
Clear to that.
Actually, the activities of Yoga Maya are absent in the spiritual sky.
Activities of Yoga Maya are absent in the spiritual sky. Yes. Then.
And the Vaikuntha planets.
In Vaikuntha planet, there is no activity of Yoga Maya.
She simply works in the supreme planet, Goloka Vrindavan.
In Goloka Vrindavan. That is the antaranga shakti, isn't it? Internal potency. The voice potency acts in Vaikuntha jagat. Chit shakti. Chit shakti. spiritual potency, not material potency. One should not understand the material potency works there. In Vaikuntha Jagat? No. 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 Even it is said, Karana Samudra Maya Porositenara, even Maya cannot cause the Kadalo sin. Why to question of Vaikuntha Jagat? This of Tattva Vichar. You cannot understand Tattva and float in the Apa Vichar, then you'll be builder. You'll be simple builder. Nothing else. Yes. Very subtle Tattva.
And she works to manifest the activities of Krishna when he descends to the material universe to please his innumerable devotees within the material world. Thus, a replica of the Goloka Vrindavan planet. The pastimes there are manifest on this planet on a specific tract of land, Bhoma Vrindavan.
Bhoma Vrindavan.
The Vrindavan Dham on this planet.
Yes. In Mathura district. Dham descended. Krishna came with this Dham, never comes alone. The Bhakta is the associate with Dham descended. And manifested the Leela. So Krishna manifested the Leela. 5,000 years ago, last by was Sudaman Mantara, isn't it? And one of his leelas also Kurukshetra Leela. Kurukshetra Leela, where he was Partha Sarathi, charioteer of Partha. Arjuna drove his chariot in the first battle of Kurukshetra. And spoke Bhagavad Gita. You understand? He gave his message, Bhagavad Gita, directly came out from his lips. Known as Gita Upanishad. One of the Upanishads. Upanishads are the topmost person of Veda. So he has said everything in Bhagavad Gita. Also in Bhagavad Gita he has said about Raga Marga Bhakti. He has said about Raga Marga Bhakti. He gave confidential instruction, more confidential instruction, and most confidential instruction. What is his most confidential instruction? Manamana bhava mad bhakto majjaji mang namaskara mangavasyasi satyanti padijani priyasini manamana bhava mad bhakto majjaji mang namaskara sarva dharmana paritejya mami kunsalam vradahuntam sarpapi bhyamukishyami masuta. These are most confidential instructions. Abandoning all the rights of dharma, just surrender unto me. That's the last thing he said. Most confidential, last thing. Most concluding instruction. When the Supreme Court's order comes out, the lower court's order are cancelled. Isn't it? Do they stand? Supreme Court's order comes out, do the lower courts understand? They cannot stand. That's cancer. You give $1 to your servant. All right, take this $1, go to the market, get molasses worth of $1. You have just stepped out of the threshold. You call, hey, come. No, bring sugar. What will you bring? Molasses or sugar? Molasses cancer. Isn't it? You bring sugar, what the last thing said. Isn't it? So, previous one cancer. Purupopara of the former and latter. Latter stands, former cancer. Isn't it? Latter stands. Balabati is strong. This is the last, most concluding is Sarva-dharmāna parityajyamāni gausa-nambhada. Abandoning all the rights of dharma, just surrender unto me. So, he said varnasana dharma previously. Now said abandoning all the rights of dharma, just surrender. Then where it stands? Who stands? Only surrender to me. Nava dharma, kick out all them. Who can surrender and who surrenders? Are you surrender? No, Baba.
No, Baba. Are you surrendered? No, Baba, no, Baba. Only posing, artificially, partially, conditionally. Yes, Krishna. Do this, then I will surrender, Render service, conditional surrendering, artificially surrendering, or partial surrender, not complete surrender, not true surrender. Unless you get Krishna prema, there is no question of true surrender and complete surrender. Therefore, here Krishna says at Raghamargavati, Krishna prema raiyako adhuta prahava guru sama laghuki kurayada svabha. This is the wonderful effect of Krishna prema. It makes everybody das. Yes, rendering loving service, we say. Rendering loving service, not ordinary service. Rendering loving service. If there is no law, you may render service. Krishna won't accept it. No, there is no law. Krishna came as messenger to Hastinapura, messenger of the Pandavas. Duryodhana wanted to serve him. Invited Krishna, please come. Tomorrow I'll feed you. So prepared many varieties of foodstuff. Many. He was king, very opulent person. Engaged many cooks, prepared many varieties. But Krishna didn't come and didn't eat. So he wanted to serve Krishna, but why Krishna didn't accept his service? He had no love for him. Gravata, you have no love, you render service, Krishna won't accept it, Baba. Don't eat dilika laddu in your mind. Eating dilika laddu in his mind? Gravata, don't do it, Baba. Yes, I'm serving Krishna, Is Krishna accepting your service? No love, Krishna will never accept your service. He didn't accept service of Duryodhana. He didn't go there, though invited. So much foodstuff was prepared for him. He didn't go and didn't eat. Uninvited, he went to Vidura's house. Because Vidura is bhakta, dear devotee. No need of invitation. Oh, Krishna, please come. No, Krishna runs there without invitation. So many bhakta was bound of Krishna in his heart. Krishna runs behind him as a calf runs behind his mother. Mother calf runs behind. Similarly, Krishna runs behind him. He's such premi bhakta, unnoticingly. What the need of invitation? Krishna, I am inviting him. No invitation required, Baba. Running behind him. Uninvited, went to Vidura's house and ate soaked rice and salt. Much pleasure. Oh, very nice. Vidura's wife, she became so ecstatic, overwhelmed. She was offering ripe banana, you see. That's it. Peeling the skin instead of offering the inside, per se. Fruit, offering the skin. And Krishna very gladly eating off. The next day, when he went to the assembly, Vidura asked Krishna, Vasudeva, I invited you, prepared so much food, why didn't you come and eat? What answer did he give? There is two principles of eating. What is that? Person may be very hungry. So he can eat anywhere. I am hungry. Yes. Not the way food I eat. I am hungry. I am not hungry. He is self-satisfied. Is there hunger? Krishna is hungry. But Krishna is very hungry. And running behind Mother Yashoda. Mother, I am hungry, I am thirsty, I want to suck your breast. Understand my language? Crying, running behind Mother Yashoda. But no hunger there.
Also, I may be hungry. But is Krishna is hungry? There is hunger, and Krishna is self-satisfied. Huh? I'm hungry. This is because of love. Second principle, that is love. Person will never be hungry, but love is there. Still he should go and accept something, because love, love and affection. I am neither hungry, nor you have love for me. How can I eat? You get this answer. Huh? This is the answer. Eating principle. Huh? Eating principle. Bhukte bhogyate cha eva sarabhir pribhivakshanam. Rupa Goswami says, what is that? Upadeshanata. What is that? Dadati pratigunhati guhyakshati pratsati bhukte bhogyate cha eva sarabhir pribhivakshanam. These are six types symptom of priti, love. Six symptoms. Dadati pratigunhati. If you want to give something, give it with love, then you'll accept it. Pratigunhati. The person gives something, reciprocates, you accept it. Dadati pratigunhati is the loving exchange. Six types of loving exchange. Dadati pratigunhati guhya akshadi kuchadi. It's such a person. Love. There is love. Do you understand? Affection. You can only open your heart before him. Yes. Otherwise you cannot open your heart before anybody. No. Do you understand me? In whom you have love and affection, he has love and affection towards you, and you have love and affection. This loving exchange. Guru is such a person. Yeah? You may not say anything, very, very confident of anybody, but you should open your heart before Guru. Yes. Guru Akshati Pachati. Most confident of thing must express there. And then get his instruction. Sooner to be spoken, cannot sooner be spoken to anybody, but it should be spoken to Guru. Bhigadi is such a person. Loving affection. It is loving exchange. Kya khyati bichati. Bhunte bhojate. Feeding. Give him food, feed him, and whatever he gives, you eat. Bhunte was loving exchange. The eating depends on loving exchange and no love. How can I go? How can I eat? No. So if there is no love, your service will never be accepted by Krishna, based on love. Therefore, say, rendering loving service is not ordinary service. Loving service. That objective is there. That is most significant. Understand? So, sarva brahmana vaitejya mahami kamsaranam brada. Abandoning all the rights of dharma, just surrender unto me. Who can surrender? Unless you have love, you cannot surrender, Baba. So-called love, so-called surrender is either artificial, partial or conditional. Not true. Surrender. Therefore, Mahaprabhu came and gave Krishna prema, then we will surrender. Mahaprabhu came to teach us how to surrender. Sikhaya swanagati bhogatir pran. Sikhaya swanagati bhogatir pran. That song Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. What is that? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Tori. So pass the Suyodhana, Oh, श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु जीवे दया करी सो पार्श्व श्रीधाम सो करी सरिंग मसी अंतरि जीवज फलम जीवज सावरिंग जीवज अब कली जुव श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु अपियर हियर डिसेंडेड हियर विद हिज धाम विद हिज आवर विद हिज एसोसिएट्स व्हाट पर्पस अत्यंत दुर्लभ प्रेम करिवारे राम सिखाए शरणागति भगतेर प्राण इन ऑर्डर टू टीच शरणागति बिकॉज 5,000 years ago, Krishna said to surrender unto me. Sarvarmana paritejya mami kunsanam prasa. Vandani galabraitya dharma. Just surrender. Last thing Krishna said. Everything cancelled. All dharmas cancelled. Only one dharma. Surrender unto me. He said theoretically. Krishna said theoretically to surrender. Not that how to surrender. Therefore he came out Mahaprabhu to teach us surrender, how to surrender. What is needed, what is the requirement for it? To surrender. Prema is the requirement. Atyanta durlaha prema karivare dana sikhaya sanagati bhagadera prana. Do you understand? That prema, that love is required. That is prayodana sattva. Requirement. To give that, prema and teaches sanagati. Without prema, no question of sanagati at all. So Raghamarga Bhakti is also said here. Yes, in these lines of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, everything is in Bhagavad Gita. Mammana bhavam bhakto majjaji man namaskaro. There's no thought of that thing. Without prema, nobody will surrender. That's the requirement. So I have not given prema at all. Many, many jugas have gone. Yes. I am not giving prema. This time I will give, go and give prema. That's Krishna thought and came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Prema purusottama. Understand my language? Yes. It is prema purusottama. Krishna lila purusottama. Lord Ram marjada purusottama. So, Namo Mahabhulanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Saitana Namne Gaurutu Isenama. Isn't it? Namo Mahabhulanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Saitana Namne Gaurutu Isenama. Rupa Goswami gives this pranam mantra to Gaura. So gives Krishna Prima. Prima give all of Krishna Prima, Krishna Prima Pradayate. Mahabharanya, most munificent incarnation, Gauravata. Isn't it? So, that's the requirement. Krishna, no. Oh, I said theoretically surrender. But I have not taught how to surrender. I am not set up example. Example is better than precept, Baba. Example is better than precept. Isn't it? Krishna only precept. No example. I have not set up example. I must go again. I must go again. Krishna thinks. In his abode. In his abode. He wound off his lila at the end of Dwapar Yuga, went back to his abode, Golaka Vrindavan. There he thinks, oh, I said everything. I gave the most confidential instruction. This Sarvadhammana Vaititya Mami Kunsranam Vada. Manmanabhava madbhakta madjaji man namaskar. Always think of me. Huh? Constantly think of me. Huh? Stupid mind thinking of Krishna. Huh? Stupid mind thinking of Krishna. Sudami dharani rasinta. Madhurana. Stupid mind thinking of Krishna. Your stupid mind. Come
concerned with him. Krishna says, concerned with him or me. Ah. Mahaprabhu came and said, oh, Nisi Chinta Krishna, Bala Bhavane, oh, Sa Chinta Krishna, oh, Bhavane, Isayane, Ibhodane, Ibadagarane, Isayane, day and night, 24 hours, think of Krishna. Stupid mind thinks. Day and night, 24 hours, Nisa, means day, Nisa means night. Day and night, 24 hours, think of Krishna. All conditions, sleeping condition, waking condition, dreaming condition, while also taking food. Don't forget Krishna is for a moment. Stupid mind doing? What thinks stupid mind? What is Sudha Nita Ramani Rasinta? Stupid mind thinks of his wife, his son, his daughter, his friend, isn't it? My wife has given birth to his son, baby. Murali is thinking. Sutamita Rama Hira Chinta. Sutamita Rama Hira Chinta. Thinking of his wife. Mathuranath is thinking of his wife. Carrying his wife on shoulder. Come, come, come. I am a horse rider, me. Galop, galop, galop. Not thinking of Krishna. How can this stupid man think Krishna? And stand you, unless you have love for him. This is the question of love. You have to learn from love for your wife. Love and love your wife, your son, your daughter, friend. Sutamita Ramani. Therefore, stupid man thinking of them. How can think of Krishna? Without love, Krishna is the only object of love. Yes, Krishna is the only object of love. So, and we have eternal loving relationship with him. Unless you develop that love, how can you think of Krishna? Can stand day and night 24 hours? There is no question of manmanabhavasthana. These are confidential, most confidential instructions. This speaks of Raghamarga Bhakti. This speaks of Raghamarga Bhakti is here. And Mahaprabhu came to give that prema. That's the requirement. Without that prema, without that love, no question of surrender, no question of manmanabhavasthana, no question of thinking of him constantly. Krishna thinks there. Krishna said all, I have said all these things. How many can understand this thing, what I say? And this is understood in Tattva. And after Dapar Yuga, Kali Yuga has come. Most degraded is sinfulness. Come sorcerer, counsel, all are engaged in sinful activity, isn't it? Are you free from sinful activity? Lilavatara. Thinking, 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 cannot give answer. Not free, yes, speak the truth, not free, no, not free, yes. Consciously, unconsciously, all are engaged in sinful activity. Yes. You may not be physically doing, but in your mind you are doing also. Yes. Mind, stupid mind doing also. Yes. Kaya, mano, vakya. Body, mind, speech. Yes. Isn't it?
Mimic, not physically through the body, but he may be doing it through the mind or speech also. Huh? That we agree? Well, no, we are not free at all, that's all. Such a dreadful age called Yuga. Huh? All are in the bodily platform of life. Are you free from bodily platform of life? The bodily consciousness? No. So, Maya Baddha Jiva, conditioned soul, captured by Maya. How can you understand what I have said? How can you follow my instruction? Krishna thinks of these things. He does not real happiness, real pleasure, only knows this sensual pleasure, material enjoyment. Don't know the real pleasure, real happiness. Do you know? Krishna knows everything. He says this thing. He thinks. Who knows everything? Isn't it? He knows everything. Nobody knows. Krishna, he thinks so. Sat maya baddha jiva, conditioned soul, don't know the real happiness, real pleasure. He only knows sensual pleasure, sense gratification, visual sukha, material enjoyment, material pleasure. He doesn't know real happiness, real pleasure. How can you understand my instruction? How? What? Can you understand what I said? Can he? No, he cannot, he cannot. I have only said theoretically. I am not set up example. I am not set up example. Only theoretically I have said, such a jiva, condition, who is in bodily platform, bodily consciousness, who knows only this sensual pleasure, sense gratification, material enjoyment is the only pleasure and happiness. He doesn't know the real pleasure and real happiness. He cannot put faith in my words. He cannot put faith in my words. No, he cannot put faith. Can he? Cannot put faith in my words. No. Maybe coming to Krishna, offering puja, paying dandavat, Krishna make nice arrangement for my enjoyment. Just asking him. Yes, Krishna, make nice arrangement for my enjoyment, isn't it? What are you asking? What are you asking, Jagadish? Krishna, please make nice arrangement for my enjoyment. Yes, I want enjoyment. What is real enjoyment, you fool? Don't know. You don't know. Material enjoyment, sensual enjoyment, is not enjoyment at all, no happiness at all. The outcome is unlimited miseries, Baba. Jehi sanspada bhoga, dukkha jona yaye vate, adyanta banta kante anate suramate buddha. Krishna says this thing to Gita. Sasparsala bhoga, this happiness or enjoyment derived from sense, sense attachment. You understand? Sensual pleasure. Sense gratification, no pleasure, no enjoyment at all. Fleeting pleasure, fleeting pleasure. Consequence is unlimited misery, unlimited dukkha jonaya. Is it real pleasure? Its consequence is unlimited misery. And you are asking Krishna, give me this. So, Krishna knows everything. Krishna knows you very well. Very well he knows. You cannot cheat him, Baba. You cannot cheat him. He is the supreme cheater. He is supreme cheater. He is supreme in all respect. Supreme in all respect. This one so you thought me. Dhuta means cheating. Dhuta Kiran is cheating. He says, Dhuta Sanyatam Asmi. If you want to cheat me, I am the supreme cheater, Baba. How can you cheat me? He knows you very well. Krishna thinks. So, he cannot put faith in my words. Who is intoxicated, who is mad after this self-pleasure, mad after this material enjoyment, he cannot put faith in my words.
He cannot give up. His delusion is deluded. He cannot give up his delusion. Yes. So such a jiva cannot follow my instruction, cannot understand, cannot follow my instruction. Only I have said theoretically, I am not set of example. So again I have to go. I have to go. Krishna Tata, again I have to go. This time I'll set up example how to surrender. This time. It's just eating the mud from the, what do you say, drains, kill the water running, eating, drinking, kill the water, and eating that mud from drains, thinking it is milk, thinking it is a milk, such a deluded person. How can you understand my instruction? Can you understand, Krishna? How can you understand my instruction? Who is drinking the drain water, filthy water, eating the mud, thinking it the milk? Cannot understand me. Understand my language? Try to understand me. This is Krishna's thought. So if I'll go, I have to go again. If I'll go and just put real milk into that filth, then if get the milk, then you'll give up eating drain water, filthy water and mud, you'll give up it. Otherwise you cannot give up it. Understand what I say? Understand? Understand? Is understandable? Yes, try to understand me. That is Krishna's thought. Thought up like that, came down as Gaura, bhakta rupa. So this is the requirement of prema, prema bhakti. I am not giving prema bhakti, so many yugas are gone. In some one kalpa, thousands of yugas have already gone. I am not giving prema bhakti. You understand? So, this time I'll go and give prema bhakti. Krishna thought up and came down here. And I'll set up example. Example is better than precept. Theoretical speaker, Krishna is theoretical speaker, Mahaprabhu is practical teacher. He came to set up example how to surrender. What is the requirement? The prema is required, give that and teach saranagati, surrender. Krishna came as Gaura. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhanta. Daso sukha pita mata kantarana laya. Daso sukha pita mata kantarana laya. Braje pira kare Krishna prema vishko niya. Braje pira Hare Krishna, prema vishaniya. Jathe bodhi Hari Krishna, kare anta dhyana. Jathe bodhi Hari Krishna, kare anta dhyana. Anta dhyana parimane. Ore anuman antarjana parimane kare anuman chirakal kori nahi prema bhakti dana chirakal kori nahi prema bhakti dana. Bhakti vina jagatare nahi avasana. Makirina Dharapare Nahi Avasana.
Great translation.
Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Braja with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers.
Mm.
Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus.
Disappearing, he thinks there. These thoughts I spoke. Yes.
Mm. This is what he thinks.
Mm.
For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world.
Yes. I have not given prema bhakti. He's thinking, yes.
Without such loving attachment,
mm.
the existence of the material world is useless.
Yes. Without that loving attachment, without that prema bhakti, existence in this material world is useless. Useless. Krishna thinks like that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahadana, dear devotee of Gaurav, sixth Goswami, Nena, seventh Goswami, also writes, Krishna bhakti vina karo, nahi phalo dayo, Krishna bhakti vina karo. Dharma dharma jive upadhi moyo niche sab dharma dharma jive upadhi moyo jog jagat to jano sanyasadi brahma jnana jog jagat to jano
There is no profit in
the
life devoted in devotional service to Krishna.
Huh?
There's no profit.
No profit at all. Yes?
Therefore...
Huh? Read again that sentence.
There is no profit in a life devoid of devotional service to Krishna.
No profit in life devoid of Krishna prema bhakti. Useless. Mm. Yes?
Therefore, all the religiosity and irreligiosity of a living being bewildered by false worldly designations
is useless.
Mysticism, performance of Vedic sacrifices.
Of course, sacrifice. Speaks of human sacrifice. Her sacrifice, cow sacrifice, all sacrifices, yes.
Mysticism, performance of Vedic sacrifice, severe austerities, impersonal meditation, renunciation of the world,
mm.
and cultivating knowledge of the impersonal Brahman
mm.
in the forms of various spiritual paths.
Mm.
All are causes of the soul's further bondage to this world.
All are causes for the bondage in the world, Baba. Yes.
Take this advice of Thakur Bhaktivinoda.
Yes.
Give up all these various paths. Show the pure love of Krishna in your heart, for this alone is transcendental to all mundane designations and qualities.
Yes. Krishna prema only. Accept Krishna prema. You said that, the Krishna prema in your heart. That is free from all mundane designations. Without that, everything is useless. Krishna Thakur Mahadhan said then, another song he said, Aroke no maya jale Pani jetho jivamina Aroke no maya jale Pani jetho jivamina Nain janu padhoye Rabe tumi chiro dino Nain janu padhoye Oti tuccho bhogo ase, bandi hoi maya pase. Oti tuccho bhogo ase, bandi hoi maya pase. Rohi levi sudhavabe, bandyo dhata poradhino. Roy Levy, Krishna Prema, Sindhu Dale, Thako tumi Krishna dhino, Vida hori anayase, Thako tumi Krishna dhino. Yes, spirit.
O fish-like soul, why are you falling into the nets of Maya?
Why are you falling in the nets of Maya? Yes?
You do not know that being bound up by those nets, you will have to remain in this world for a long, long time.
You don't know. You'll remain here in this material world being entrapped. The trap of Maya for long, long, long time.
After becoming a captive in Maya's snare, due to the influence of desires for insignificant enjoyment, you remain in a spiritually diseased condition, punishable as a servant or dependent.
Punishable?
As a servant or dependent.
You understand? You don't understand what I'm saying. For most insignificant pleasure, this material pleasure, sensual pleasure, you are entrapped by Maya, Baba, entrapped by Maya for most insignificant, just fleeting pleasure, whose consequence is unlimited misery, unhappiness, you are, what you say, enamored. That what is there in English, defeating what? You are enamored of this most insignificant sensual pleasure, material pleasure. Now you are in the net of Maya. Like, cut off, snare of Maya. Do you follow? What happens? Then what the translation gives? Rahile Vikruta Bhave Dandudu Thaparada. Now you are under Maya. You are Krishna Das, you should remain under Krishna. Now you have become Maya Das, because of this most insignificant, sensual pleasure, material happiness, entrapped by Maya, cut off in Maya's net. Yes, cannot get out, Baba. Now you are under Maya. But you have to stay under Krishna. Krishna, you know, Just stay under Maya. Stay under Krishna. That's the very Swarupa Hare Krishna Nityalabh.
That's the real identity, your eternal servant, O Krishna. Why have you become my Adas? Back! Why have you become my Adas? Nonsense. What is that? What Maya gives you? Understand? Maya Durga Devi has trident in her hand, a light. You want to enjoy me, a light, then now you are in my net, entrapped, a light. You have to take this trident. Maya is thrusting its trident on you, inflicting punishment on you, a light. Take it. Bay! 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 Yeah, you have to get it, all right. For little insignificant, most insignificant pleasure, now you are getting this danda, this punishment. Do you understand? This is Devidham, this is port of Maya. You are imprisoned in the port of Maya now. And those who are imprisoned, Venus, they are under punishment. Do you understand? As long as you be here, you are under punishment. This is Danda Bhogasthana, this is a place of punishment, Baba. Understand? This is a place of punishment. Prison house means place of punishment. Eh? Maya increased punishment. Danda, that is said. You understand now? Eh? Yeah. That translation is not sufficient. All right.
Now, on the strength of pure devotion.
Ekhana bhakti bole. Na bhakti vinod tells you. Krishna prema sindhu dale kira kori onayasa thako tumi Krishna lina. That is bhakti lina sakis instruction. Yes.
On the strength of pure devotion, swim freely in the ocean of Krishna prema.
Yes. Now bhakti lina thakur says, you become Krishna das, you remain under Krishna, don't remain under Maya. Don't become Maya das, become Krishna das and swim freely in the ocean of prema. Swim freely in the ocean of prema, Baba. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instruction. Understand? So, Krishna thinks like that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur nahi avasthan, without bhakti, your material existence is useless. Then he says, yuga dharma pravartanu nama sankirtana
yuga dharma pravartanu nama sankirtana
chari bhavo bhakti riya nachamu bhuvana Sari Bhavo Bhakti Diya Nacham Bhuvana Apani Karimu Bhakto Bhavo Angikare Apani Karimu Bhakto Bhavo Angikare Apani Sari bhakti sikhamu sabare Apaniya sari bhakti sikhamu sabare. Yes, Rick.
I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, relishing the four mellows of loving devotional service.
I'll make the whole world dance? Huh? What?
Dance in ecstasy, relishing.
Dance in ecstasy, relishing?
The four mellows of loving devotional service.
Four mellows. Chari bhava bhakti. There are five chief mellows. Santo, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhurya. But Mahaprabhu cut off Santaras. Understand? He said four, not five. Four. Mahaprabhu cut off Santaras. In Mahaprabhu's line, no Santaras. Only Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. In four rasas, he gives ప్రేమ, దాస్య ప్రేమ, సఖ్య ప్రేమ, వాత్సల్య ప్రేమ, మాధుర్య కాంత ప్రేమ. ఇన్ ఫోర్ మెలోడీస్ ప్రేమ మేక్స్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ డ్యాన్స్. హీ కట్ ఆఫ్ శాంత. వై కట్ ఆఫ్? బికాస్ ఇన్ శాంత రోజ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రేమ. నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రేమ. చైతన్య శాంత సంతే రసో భావో కృష్ణీ మమతాబంధోహీన. సంతే రసో భావో కృష్ణీ పరం బ్రహ్మ పరమాత్మా జ్ఞాన ప్రవీణ. పరం బ్రహ్మ those are santa bhakta, those are devotees of santa rasa, they are generally param brahma paramatma jnana, jnani bhakta. We speak about param brahma paramatma and jnana. You understand? There is no personal loving exchange. Do you follow? No personal loving exchange between bhakta and bhagavan in santa rasa. Krishna mamata gandhaina. Do you follow? No personal loving exchange with Krishna. Those are Santa Bhakta, Nava Jugendra. Santa Bhakta, Nava Jugendra. Nava Jugendra, 9th, 11th canto. Kavi, Havi, Jnana Pravina, they are Jnani Bhaktas. They speak about Param Brahma, Paramatma. They never speak about Krishna. Personal name. You understand? Therefore, Mahaprabhu cut off their Santa Bhakta. Chari Bhava Bhakti Diyana Samuvana. I'll give 4 bhava bhakti. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Prema, Madhurya, that Prema I'll give and make whole world dance, Mahaprabhu said. Whole world dance. Apani karimu bhakta bhava angikare, apani asari bhakti sikamu savare.
I shall accept the role of a devotee.
I shall accept the role of a devotee.
And I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself.
He is practicing, Krishna practicing bhakti, that is Gaurav. Krishna practicing bhakti is Gaurav. Yes. Unless you practice, how can you teach theoretical speaking on phone? You not do at all. Example is better than precept. You understand? But it says, 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna varnam tuisa krishnam, సంగోపంగాస్త్రపాస్వదం యజ్ఞే సంకీర్తన ప్రాయతి. సంకీర్తన యజ్ఞం ఓన్లీ వన్ యజ్ఞం ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ కలియుగ. నో హర్ సాక్రిఫైస్, నో కాల్ సాక్రిఫైస్, నో హ్యూమన్ సాక్రిఫైస్. హి స్పీక్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ సాక్రిఫైస్ దిస్ వర్స్. ఆల్ ఫర్బిడెన్. కృష్ణ వర్ణం తుషా కృష్ణం సంగోపంగాస్త్ర పార్శ్వదం యజ్ఞే సంకీర్తన ప్రారీ స్మేద.
In the age of Kali, Krishna appears in a golden form, chanting the 2 syllables, Krishna.
Krishna, yes.
He descends along with his weapons, limbs, shaktis, and external, eternal, confidential associates. Those of intelligence worship him with the Sankirtan Yajna.
You understand anything? Jagdish, from that translation, understand? Understand? What are you looking there, Baba? Krishna varnam tuisa krishna. Varna means 2 syllables. He is always uttering 2 syllables. Krishna. Understand? Varna means complexion, varna means syllable. 2 meanings. Understand? 2 meanings are there. All is uttering 2 syllables, Krishna. Understand? All is uttering 2 syllables, Krishna, Krishna, Nama, Kirtana. Engaged always in Krishna, Nama, Kirtana. Anga, Upanga, Parsala. Not alone. He is not alone. With his Anga, his limb, sublime, parsada associate, astra, weeper. Understand me? With leaves, sublimes, associates and weapon. Who are his limbs? Oh! Nityananda Adyaita. Understand? Nityananda Prabhu and Adyaita Prabhu. Gaura's limbs. Who are sublimes? Who are sublimes? Upanga. Who?
Ramananda Roy.
That. Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda. Oh, Gaura Bhakta headed by Srivasa. They are sublimes. Understand? What is his weapon? Astra! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! This is his unfailing weapon. And Shastra, Bhagavata Shastra, his Shastra is weapon. Two weapons he has. His holy name and Bhagavata Shastra is two weapons he has. In this Gauravata, he has never cut off anybody's throat. No, in other incarnation, Krishna has cut off his throat. Sudarsana Chakra, sword, bow, saranga, dhanu, all these things cut off. But in Gauravata, he has not cut off anybody's throat. Through these weapons, he never cut off. What he does? Patito pasandi pranenamari lokare hari namadiya hudaya sudilo jati giya ghore ghore. Those are patito most fallen pasandis, demons, two one-headed demon, not tail-headed demon, one-headed demon, two-legged demon, two-handed demons, putting on tie suit. Demon is put on high heel. And demons put it up on the prana no kari lo kari. He never killed them. Rather with these weapons, Harinama Sankirtana and Shastra, going to every doorstep, he kills the demoniac propensity in the heart. Understand me? He kills the demoniac propensity in the heart with these weapons. He never cuts throat. Patita pasandi pranino marilokare Harinama diya hudesra makes the heart purified. The demons become devotees. Great demon has become devotee now. Yes, great demon. He has become devotee now, chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. Yes. This is the miracle, you see. This is miracle. One person asked, I have heard in Hyderabad, one person asked, Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, why am I showing some miracle? Prabhupada said, what more miracle you want to see? You see this white elephants, great demons, chanting Hare Krishna and dancing, is not a miracle? Can you make them dance? This is a miracle. Yes, this is not a great demon. Is now dancing Hare Krishna. This is a miracle. Yes. He kills the demoniac propensity in the heart through these weapons, Parinaham and Shastra. And purifies the heart, thereby they become devotee, chant. Then parsala, associates, anga, upanga, astra, parsala. Who are the associates? Hello? Gadadhar, Damodar Swarup, Rai Ramananda, Sanatana Rupa Jiva, Adi Goswamis. They are his parsalas. Associates. Again, Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura. Krishna Varnam Puisa Krishna. Puisa Krishna means who? In complexion, of Krishna, non-Krishna, not black, not Syama, is Gaura. You understand? Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura. Krishna form is inside. Krishna Varna is inside. Outside is Gaura Varna, Pita, yellow, yellow complexion, Radha Bhava Duiti. He has assumed the mood of Radharani. So automatically, naturally, Radharani is the complexion. That is Tattva Kanchana Gaurangi, complexion of the vaulted gold. Manifested, such is Gaura. Yajna Sankirtana Prarihi Jadanti Sumedhata. He started Sankirtana Yajna Sankirtana Ikajanaka. He is the father of Sankirtana Yajna. Ari Sankirtana, that Gaura. Those are Sumedhata. Those are real intelligent, wise persons. They will offer worship to that Gaura through Sankirtana Yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Only Yajna recommended for Kali Yuga. No more Yajna, no her sacrifice, no Kaha sacrifice, no human sacrifice, no any sacrifice. Any Vedic Yajna, no, all forbidden. Only one Yajna, that is Hare Nama Sankirtana Yajna. This is Shastra, this is Dhanta. This is Mahaprabhu has introduced. He is a supreme personality of Godhead, who is a supreme authority, who is Acharya, who came as an Acharya to teach us. So, this is not the only purpose of Krishna, that to introduce Yuga Dharma. That's not the only purpose. That's one of the purposes. But most important purpose, is to give Krishna prema. Do you understand? In four melos, dasya, sakya, vasalya, madhurya, prema bhakti dan. To give prema bhakti is its chief purpose. Do you understand? Therefore it says, yuga dharma pravartana hoi anso hoite yuga dharma pravartana. Braja prema dite, anabina anemare, braja prema dite. Tatiya panna bhakto, ganakari sange. Krishna apni nadi aayo avatina vaila Krishna apni nadi aayo.
My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the resident of Braja.
Gaura never comes in on all Kali Yugas. Understand? Gaura never comes in all Kali Yugas. He comes in special Kali Yuga. Once a Kalpa. Do you understand? Once a Kalpa, Krishna comes in one special Dwapar Yuga. Krishna never comes in every Dwapar Yuga. Do you understand? Similarly, Gaura never comes in every Kali Yuga. Krishna consciousness, special Kali Jiva, one Kalpa, once in a Kalpa. Similarly, Gaura consciousness, special Kali Jiva, once in a Kalpa. The Dwapar Jiva in which Krishna comes in, the Kali Jiva that comes after that Dwapar, that special Kali Jiva, Gaura comes. This is special Kali Jiva. This Kali Jiva is special. Its name is Dhanya Kali, Dhanya Kali. It has special name, Dhanya Kali. Dubhava. And you know, other Kali Jiva is Ansa comes. What is English Ansa?
The plenary portion.
Plenary portion comes. What he gives? He cannot give Krishna prema. Plenary portion cannot give Krishna prema. He says, Amabila only dare dozo prema dite. Jugavaru prantana hoya Ansa. The plenary portion will come and just introduce Juga Dharma, but he cannot give Krishna prema. Only I can give Krishna prema. So, in special Kali Jiva, Krishna comes as Gaura. He gives Krishna prema. And this is special Kali Jiva. Do you understand? You are very fortunate you are born in this Kali Jiva, great demon. Understand? Get Krishna prema and make your life success. Do you understand? Achieve perfect, supreme perfection in this offer. Yes, Braja prema, nobody can give but me. তাহাতে আপন ভক্ত গণ করি সঙ্গে পৃথিবীতে অবতরী করি মুনা আনা রঙে অত ভাবি করি কারে প্রথম সন্ধ্যা অতি মহিলা কৃষ্ণ আপনি নদী আয়
Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, himself descended in Nadia, early in the age of Kali.
Early in the age, that is Pratama Sandhya, first evening. First evening, Pratama Sandhya. Here in Nadia. Therefore he started Yuga Dharma. Kali Yuga Dharma Hoy, Hari Sankirtana, Yetadarthe, Avatinna, Sri Sachinanda. Therefore Sachinanda, son of Mother Sachi, appeared for this purpose. Introduced Yuga Dharma, at the same time gives prema, Krishna prema, through chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Four regulative principles, one should follow strictly these four regulative principles, no visiting, meditating, no animal killing, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. These are the places where Kali resides. Parikshit Maharaj has given these places to Kali. It is all discussed in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are the places, and Mahaprabhu bolted the doors, tightly bolted. Kali cannot enter. Kali cannot enter. Kali cannot enter. You strictly follow these four regulative places. No place of Kali. Because these places are the residence of Kali. Except a Namatattva Vita Guru, not Namatattva. Who is the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Bhakta, surrender unto him, accept his lotus feet, under his guidance, follow strictly the four regulative principles, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't commit any offense, chant pure name, definitely get the mercy of Gaura. Thinking yourself. Lowest of the law, Punanda Pisunichino, Saruri Visu Namani Namandina Kirtanya Sadahari. That's the teaching of Gaura. No pride at all. And the lowest of the law, and more insignificant than a blade of grass lying on the street. No question of pride at all. That's a demoniac characteristic. Be as tolerant as tree. Give respect to one and all, because Krishna is there. Don't demand respect. You understand? Don't demand respect. Amani Manada, in this devil, this mode, chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ehi mato hiyade Krishna nama loye, Sri Krishna pranitar prema to loye. That's the teaching of Gaura. Developing this word of chance for a Krishna, definitely will get Krishna prema. Definitely will get Krishna prema. demon. Or the devil of sin. Try Dhamma. Hey, you know who am I? I am GBC member. I am great sadhu. I am a great guru, great guru. I curse you. Because pride is there. Dumbo, no Baba. Then is a great demon, Baba. It's a great demon. It's a great demon. Pride is demoniac. Dambhadarpa vimana. That verse is there in Bhagavad Gita. Dambhadarpa vimana sakrodha parsu imasa ajnana sabhijatasya. Sampadam. Partha sampadam asuri. Isn't it? Asuri sampadam. Demoniac existence. Pride. There's such pride going on. I'm great, great, I'm such a great personality. Don't you know what you're asking? No such thing. I am lowest of the low. And the lowest of the low is develop this mentality. Chant Hare Krishna. Definitely you get the mercy of Gaurav. Mercy of the holy name will develop. Definitely Krishna prayed. Imato yadi Krishna nam loy. Sri Krishna sonitar. Prema joy. This is the teaching of Gaurav. You cannot understand Gaurav's teaching. Cannot practice, can follow, how can you get? What is Anuma? If in cross of life you may be chanting Hare Krishna. No prema. No prema will come to you. Understand? Yes. What is Anuma kare nama sankirtana tabhe nāya prānandana. Cannot get prema dhyana, Baba. In cross of life you may spend. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Try to understand Mahaprabhu's teaching and practice it. I will definitely get it. So wonderfully merciful. Gaurav is so wonderfully merciful. Wonderfully merciful. Mahavadanya. Most munificent incarnation. Why not get? You cannot understand Gaurav. You cannot understand Gaurav. You can follow his teachings. That is the whole defect lies here. Thinking, yes, I have understood it. No? That's a great right. Says I have understood it, is a pragya, part of. You know more than me? That's a great right. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung a song, you see. These are acharyas. These are mahajanas. Mahajana dena gatasa pantha. What Mahajanas have said, try to understand and tread their path. Follow the footprints of the Mahajanas, then you'll get their mercy. Yes, you say, Kripa karo Vaishnava Thakur.
Kripa karo Vaishnava Thakur.
Samandho janiya. Bhajite bhajite abhimano he uduro samandha janiya bhajite bhajite abhimano he uduro kripa karo vaishnava thakuro বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি না হব আমি
আমি তবৈষ্ণব
হে বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি না হব আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা বাসি হৃদয় বুঝিবে হইব নিরয় আমি
প্রতিষ্ঠা বাসি
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Krupakara Vaishnava Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur, please serve at mercy of me, samanga janiya bhajite bhajite abhimano he uduro. If I will get your mercy, then you can understand my relationship with Krishna. Otherwise I can't understand that relationship. Establishing that eternal loving relationship, I can understand and establish that relationship and do Krishna bhajan, serve Krishna, then my abhiman will be finished. আমি তো বৈষ্ণব এই বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি নহো আমি প্রতিষ্ঠাধারী হৃদয় দুষিবে হইব নিরোগ রানী ই সম্বাদ সেজ আই এম বৈষ্ণব আই এম বৈষ্ণব আই এম বৈষ্ণব দিস ইজ রাইট ইফ দিস প্রাইড উইল এন্টার ইন টু মাই হার্ট আই ক্যান নট বিকম অমানি আই ডিমান্ড রেসপেক্ট ডোন্ট ইউ নো আই এম বৈষ্ণব রাস্কা ইউ ডিসরেসপেক্ট মি দ্যাট মিন আই এম demanding respect, not commanding. Don't demand respect. Amani manava, pay respect to one and all. Don't demand. If somebody thinks, I am Vaishnava, I am Vaishnava. If this thing enters into my mind, if this intelligence develops, then I cannot become Amani. I'll run out of name, fame, address and prestige, demanding. Then my heart will be polluted. I'll go to hell. So, understand? Who is Vaishnav Baba? Who is Vaishnav? Are you Vaishnav? Not become Vaishnav. Not become Vaishnav. So many, you know, Vaishnavas, Acharyas, they have taught us. Unless you understand this, how can you develop bhakti? You cannot develop bhakti at all. সচিনন্দন গৌর হরি কি জয় পুরুষোত্তম সচিনন্দন গৌর হরি কি জয় গৌর হরি কি জয় গৌরাঙ্গ প্রেম ভক্তি কি জয় গৌর প্রেমানন্দ হরি
That's where we want to go then, Guru Maharaj.
You want to go to hell?
If that's where we go by changing names. You're describing how in Vaikuntha, Yogamaya is not there, but it's a Chit Shakti. So what is the difference then between the Yogamaya and the Chit Shakti?
There is no difference, gross difference, and so on.
The two different divisions of Antaranga.
Antaranga. Antaranga. Internal potency. An external potency, but there is no external potency, no maya is there. But no activity of yoga maya, activity of chit shakti. But maya shakti is achit shakti. You understand? Achit shakti, that is chit shakti. Chit vaihava, here is achit vaihava. Maitriya manifest.
So is Nitya Parishad, they are all chit shakti?
Yeah.
When you talk about unmotivated devotional service, is that a desire to get bhakti, is that motivated?
Haan, unmotivated. Only bhakti. Sudha bhakti deha mare krishna krupa apari. Only one of begging. Krishna, please give me sudha bhakti. Not begging anything. Nanda. Understand? Maa sundari kapitamba jagadisha kamae. Mama Janmani Janmani Swaray Bhavata Bhakti Rahe Chude.
So, if we're doing...
You understand this verse? Begging what? And not begging for material wealth. Not begging for material followers. Not begging for a beautiful lady to enjoy. Not begging for liberation. Only begging for another devotion, Sudha Bhakti. Please give me Sudha Bhakti, nothing else. Yes.
Maharaj, you were explaining that Mahaprabhu only comes once in a kalpa. So you explained that actually our Brahma, he went back to Golok Dham. So does he necessarily also, this Brahma Vimoha Lila, it's explained as eternal. Does that mean that...
What? Brahma became bewildered, Baba. Brahma cannot understand Krishna. Yes, he became bewildered. Brahma didn't go to Goloka Vrindavan. Brahma went to Narayana.
But he came as Haridas Thakur and he still went to...
Yeah, that is granted in Gaura Leela, Baba. Because he committed such offense. He had that prayer. Tadastu me nathas bhuri bhāga vaitrava natra tuba tarasyaṁ ekum me bābī bhavajjanānaṁ bhutta niseve taho pādapallavaṁ. That verse in 10th canto. When Brahma's ride was crossed, you understand? Then he offered this prayer. 10th canto, so many prayers are there, Brahma. That's one of the prayers. please grant me this thing. Take away this Brahma pada from me. Because of this, I became proud. Occupying Brahma. Occupying the topmost planet. This pride in me. Therefore I did it, committed this great offense. Huh? Take off this. I don't want. You understand? Please grant me this thing. Huh? You may give me birth in any planet. Anywhere, in Earth planet or anywhere, in any lower species of life, Tirjyogjuni, lower species of life, better give me. Give me the birth of the grass here in this land of Vrindavan, that I prefer. See, so dear, these calves are so dear to you, our boys are so dear to you. What am I? I have no such fortune. They are such fortune. These calves, our boys, I am the most unfortunate fellow. I am so pumped up, becoming Brahman. Take away from me. I don't want anything. Give me very any lower spaces of life, in anywhere you like. But one prayer I have. Bhavata bhakti rahet vidhi. Please lend me more. Bhutva, tava padapallam, only I will serve your lotus feet only. Remaining in the association with such dear devotees like it, the calves and cowherd boys. He prayed and that is granted.
He was
Brahma Haridasa.
But after that he went to Goloka.
Oh, then he developed prema bhakti and he went to Goloka. Yes.
So how do we understand, Ramesha, that Brahma, he went to Goloka or Vaikuntha and he came back again?
Why will he come back again? Not the same jiva becomes Brahma. In the Kalpa, different jiva. Huh? Why do you think the same Brahma is? No.
So the Brahma who wrote Brahma Samhita, he never came back?
No. Different jiva, similar to Kalpa. In the Kalpa, sub jiva is chosen, is qualified. That is mentioned in Bhagavata. Swadharmanishta sadadhami puman viranchita amiti. That is the qualification. Swadharmanishta sadhana vipuman. Continuously for 100 years, you perform the swadharma, varnasrama dharma, very strictly. Then he is eligible for post of Brahma. In one kalpa, if such qualified jiva is not available, Vishnu himself acts as Brahma in one portion. Isn't it? That is only. Why do you think the same Brahma?
So Narayan is not Vaikuntha.
Narayan is Vaikuntha. Narayan.
So how did he go to Vaikuntha? How did he go to Narayan and come back?
Goloka Vrindavan. Narayan. Narayan up here.
Because they say, Guru Maharaj, that that's an example someone can fall. He's gone there to Narayan and he's come back.
Narayan appeared before him. Appeared when he was running out of here, the Sudarshan Chakra. Disc of Narayan is chasing him, huh? Nobody could give him shelter, Baba. Brahma refused, Shiva refused, everybody refused, get out, we cannot, Baba. So, when he was frustrated, then Narayan appeared. Showed his mercy to him. Then he saw Narayan. Then he said, please give me shelter. Narayan said, no, I cannot give you shelter. Great offender at the lotus feet of my bhakta. My devotee. I cannot give you. I am no independence. There he says, Aham bhakta paradhina. Asvadantra iva dija sadhvi vrasta hube bhaktir bhakta dhanapriya. There he says, I have no independence. How can I give you shelter? I am dependent on my bhakta. I am subordinate to my bhakta. Who never becomes subordinate, who is supremely independent, matta parataru nanyatkinti dasti dharanjaya, who said this thing in Bhagavad Gita, nobody is superior to me. He said, I have no independence. I am subordinate to my bhakta. My bhakta is my master. So, go to that bhakta and beg apology there. Do you understand? Beg apology there. If that bhakta will excuse you, then this chakra will go back. Otherwise, no.
Otherwise, no freedom.
No freedom. Finished.
Buddha, in the surrender to the spiritual master, it seems that the spiritual master has to give you the strength to surrender. He has to give you the mercy to surrender. I myself, I cannot surrender unless you give me your mercy.
Yes, mercy is required. Sadhur Krupa, Vaishnava Krupa, that is Sarva Siddhi. If you get the mercy of a Vaishnava, then you achieve the perfection. Otherwise, no question of perfection at all. Yeah, that's a fact. If you get the mercy of such a pure devotee of Gaura, then you get the mercy of Gaura. Then you get prema, then you surrender. Otherwise, I can surrender. Understand? Yes.
How to get that mercy, how to get that krupa?
Mercy is like hanging ropes, you have to catch it, but you cannot catch it. Hanging, leaping away. Pakad nahi sakta hai, Baba.
That's why I have to catch it. Put it around our heads.
Chalo.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving milk through the words of the spiritual master. But the disciples are so unfortunate, even getting so much milk, they're still after the drain water and mud.
Yes.
What to do?
Ill-petted. Autobaga. Ill-petted. He's giving his offer. Still evil. Can't accept it, and still drinking drain water, ill-fated, durbhagya, hotavaga. What to say?
Maya kicking now.
Yes, Maya's kicking is very beautiful, very nice, yes. Oh Maya, your kickings are so nice. So nice, huh? Maya's kicking, so nice.
You need kicking of gurus.
You don't want it. You guru kick, then you get away. Chalo, bhag jayenge yahan se. This person is kicking us. Let us go away. So many gurus are there. So many soft people have opened their shops. Let us go. Why one shop? Many shops are opened. Yes.
Untolerable.
Like soft people. Dukandar. Opening their shops. All right. Come here. Purchase it from me. So many shops are open. Why is this? So Zahi. Who wants kicking?
Seems like many of these shopkeepers are just selling drain water.